Always, as long as she lived, she had to. We didn't have any of those conveniences until after my mother died.
Mm-hmm.
And then we didn't ever, well, about a year after she died, then we didn't ever have to. We had all the, you know,
a lot of work.
Conveniences. It was. And I was on Lieutenant when she died, and there was, as I said, there were 7 of us. And I had to do it for about a year. And I was just, I was, you wouldn't think so, but I was the runt of the family. I wasn't big as, I'd have to stand on a box to reach the wash tub. And I would have to wash and iron and keep house.
That's amazing.
And go to school. Keep the house and do all the cooking. And go to school, get all those other 6,
mm-hmm.
5, and go to school.
Well, what were the names of your other brothers and sisters?
Well, my sister in Tuscaloosa, she's the one that's next to me. She's married to
mm-hmm.
She married a and then I have my oldest brother is named Strawsby. That's a very odd name. He's older than I am. The oldest girl.
What are their first names?
That's their first name.
Okay,
his name's
right.
Strawsby.
Oh.
Was our name.
Oh, okay.
We were and, of course, mine's and then my next brother, then Mary Lou, she married a then my next brother, of course, he's then the next one was a girl, and she married a man from service, who was from Abbeville, Alabama. They live in Enid, Oklahoma. And he made the services career. Of course, he's retired now.
Yeah.
And then my next sister, my baby sister, is she married a George from Clarksville, Tennessee. And then my baby brother is named James. He lives in Tuscaloosa. I have 3 brothers and sisters in Tuscaloosa.
Oh,
and 2 sisters live away.
Most of your family's in Tuscaloosa?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then half the people in Ringo County. Just about it. Especially the lower end of the county. I have a lot of relatives in Demopolis. There's quite a few in Demopolis.
Oh,
some, not a lot. Yeah, I have. And there's a Miss that's a cousin of mine. And there's a Miss that's a cousin of mine. I have quite a few clubs.
Fire chief's wife?
No.
Oh,
no, he has a business, but it's a plumbing business.
Mm-hmm.
Dave.
Oh.
He has 2 sons.
Mm-hmm.
It's out there on the road somewhere close to, just down from the plaza, down there close to that other motel somewhere anyway.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the plumbing business. I don't know what he is, I don't know what Dave does, but he has his own business.
You got a lot of relatives around.
Yeah, I have. And then my mother was a and there's a lot of and we have a lot. Well, nearly everybody down the low end of the county came to me some way.
Yeah.
A relative in some way.
Some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the very top part of your house? Man, what was it covered with?
Shingles. Wood shingles. Way back, like these little thatch roofs, you know, like you see now on these little, that they were little bowed-like things, like
mm-hmm.
this. And then it from there to tin roofs.
Uh-huh.
And then from that, from the tin roof to what we have now. But now you just can't imagine what and we lived in one house one time that was not sealed overhead.